British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the peace process in Northern Ireland is unshakable despite the killings of two soldiers by a group of IRA dissidents. He traveled to Northern Ireland today to meet soldiers at the Massarine Army Barracks, the scene of the killings. He also met with police and political leaders. Afterwards, Brown declared that the real IRA, who claimed responsibility for the Saturday night attack, had no place in the peace process. We spoke to Robin Wilson, an analyst on Northern Ireland issues based in Belfast, who says these killings come as no surprise.
One of the flaws in the process in Northern Ireland, unlike, say, an ex-Yugoslavia, which has been the legitimization of paramilitary narratives about the Troubles, as they were called, and what's happened. The result of that is that Sinn Féin's going into government with the Democratic Unionist Party from the Protestant community has left the space for violent groups to say they're continuing the struggle, which Sinn Féin has abandoned. And this killing of the soldiers is a very graphic manifestation of that, but comes after months when the dissidents have been trying to kill policemen and when they left an explosive device in a part of Northern Ireland, which it was discovered had a new anti-handling feature which could have killed several bomb disposal experts if they'd inadvertently set it off. So this isn't something that's come out of a clear blue sky. It's been building up for some time.